First edition was like actually the Habba Gaga 101, the primer. Of course, it's a basic text. a basic text. Like Grey's Anatomy, you know, you must have that. But then we get into more sophisticated... Sophisticated, I can give you a little chapter in that thing. It's coming out. I still have the rough draft. Chapter one is something that maybe you will one day work toward. It's called Ménage à Trois Etiquette.
Yes, in the advanced topless, sooner or later, he will one day graduate to the Ménage à Trois.
How he handles himself in that first experience will decide whether or not he's ever going to have another. The trick is never isolate one of the women. You must be involved with both at all times. How's that done? Well, for example, should you decide to kiss one hungrily, you don't want to leave the other one just sitting there looking at you. You know, one thumb in her mouth, one thumb in her tongue, play a switch. You must involve her. So while you lingeringly smooch with the one, with your free hand, you knead the shoulders of the other. And then, once again, you just switch the roles completely. Smooching the other, you knead the shoulder. A very smooth transition. You must always be touching one or the other, even if it's just to have a leg draped centrally across the midsection. Likewise, don't abandon one just because the other has bodacious top balls. Instead of feasting and with just one, you grab one from each and hold them like an old-fashioned telephone, like that phone they had on Lassie. You know, you grab the mouthpiece and the earpiece. Hello, Becky? Yeah, ring me the general store. You see? That way they're both involved. And, of course, the most complicated question you will eventually get to as the liaison continues is, who gets the Shangri-La? Yes, I mean, will the one be offended if the other is the first? Or will the one be slighted? Oh, you liked her better, I just knew it. What about me? What am I supposed to do? Now, you see, you rule that out completely by making it a shared Shangri-La. You merely lean back, light a camel, and say, ladies, to the loser, or rather to the winner, go the spoils. And so, frolicking gleefully, they both together endeavor for the Mount Vesuvius effect. Well, you just merely watch. And you'll see, they'll be sparing with each other. Depending on how much of a man you are, there should be enough to go around the boat there. And then after that first Shangri-La, there's relaxed, you have another glass of wine, and then you can go to more individual and personalized Shangri-Las. And if you're delicate, considerate, you may even develop a lasting liaison. To the point where you and your lady can smile at each other and say, you know what I'd like tonight? Let's bag Dynasty and call Hildegard. What do you say? Very nice. Very nice. You see, I made the mistake. You know, this book was written through the School of Hard Knocks. The first time I had a session like that, I was with Estelle. We invited some sweetie to come on over and partake, and the sweetie was so sweety. I just lost myself. 5 to 7 minutes into it, I gave her the first Shangri-La. Estelle was just sitting there. Then she got an attitude. She said, oh, that's great. That's great. That's nice. What about me? What about me, huh? What about me? And she finally ticked me off, so I just wiped the other girl's belly and threw it at her. Yeah, no, shut up, Estelle.
Senator?